1961 and taken from an excellent film with the same name. That was Benny King and Stand By Me. That was Sam Cooke and A Wonderful World. Here's Craig and Charlie Reid, but a beautiful number, I still love it. Sunshine on Leith.
Thank you.
Charlie Reed making up the Proclaimers with that beautiful song, title of their current LP, Sunshine on Leith. And it brings the time to 14 and a half minutes away from 11 on Home 10 Radio, and I've come to that time where I must say goodbye. Yes, because normally on a Saturday morning, I say goodbye early and play out with a few tracks until Tony D comes along, so why change the habit of a lifetime? But I just want to say that I am a relative newcomer. I was the relative newcomer, they called me the Quiet Man, but for every show I've done over the past couple of years, I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I just hope that you, the listener, have received some pleasure from any one of the shows. And if you have, that's the best I could have hoped for. And I'd be extremely happy with that. But for now, all that remains to say is have a very happy, prosperous and peaceful new year. And with the help of God, I'll be talking to you again sometime in that new year. But for now, do take care of yourselves. And do stay tuned for the rest of the day. Keep the DJs company for the rest of this last day on Hometown Radio. Once again, a very happy new year and goodbye from me. I'm coming your way in about 14 minutes time with his final show. And do stay tuned for that between 11 and 2. It's Tony D. And once again, goodbye from me and a very happy new year. Who better to start off the final set? But with my favourite group from Rattlin' Hum, this is U2 and the Angel of Harlem.
was all right for a while. I could smile for a while, but when I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight. When you stopped to say and though you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said this so long, left me standing all alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand that the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did. But darling, what can I do? Oh, you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you. Yeah. For the year, and for quite a while maybe. I do hope you'll stay with me till 2, or maybe if you're going out shopping and doing whatever you have to do, come back to us a little later on. We've got some very good music lined up for you, and well, be as usual, a little bit of pop country, and we'll see, and it will be the last Ray from the Grave to do one of those too. And we'll start off with Mr. George Hamilton IV and Canadian Pacific.
I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished them salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flowed. In the quiet hours we whistle on the prairie. Bless my heart and set my memories aglow. I can feel the nearness of her warm, soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia in heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains, you kept this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, you took me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles.
The ambassador to country music, that gentleman is sometimes called. That's George Hamilton the Fourth, and one of his biggest ever hits, Canadian Pacific. Well, this next record, and it's a request, and it's going out especially for Alice Ward of Coruscanti, and Alice is in Monaghan County Hospital at the moment, and it says get well soon from Derek. And the song requested is The Fields of Attenrye.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you. Valiant's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, bell, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Attenrye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Attenrye.
of Aton Rye, and that was going out especially for Alice Ward of Corritanti, and Alice is in Monaghan County Hospital at the moment and says get well soon from Derek. Well, we're on to a record now that was a number one hit in the American country charts way back in 1975, and it comes from a gentleman called Narvel Felt, and it's called Reconsider Me.
Hello, baby. Yes, it's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I guess you're surprised to see me. Broken wings. Who's come back to beg you? Oh, it concerns me.
Hospital at the moment, and this comes from Alice, Bridie and Celia, and they're Alice's bingo pals, and they are saying for you to hurry up, get well soon and get back to the bingo, and they're also wishing you a happy new year. Said to play something something that would put a bit of a smile on your face. Maybe this would do that.
Dead again, son. When you score with a chick in a disco bar, take take her home in your hairy little car. And you find you went to school with her man tied. You're the oldest swinger in town. When you won't look in the mirror in the light of day, swear you dyed it when your hair turns grey. When you zip up your trousers and your belly's in the way, you're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come and there you go, white wheels, box and a stereo. But the engine's jacked and the driver's too. You're the oldest swinger in town. When the barber takes a little less time each week, the kids don't understand a word you speak. When you walk into a disco and they offer you a slit, you're the oldest swinger in town. You prefer a pint of shandy to Bacardi and Coke. The sounds are too loud, there's too much smoke. You'd like another dance, but you're afraid you'd get a stroke. You're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your chest on bare, a little gold ingot and a lot of gold hair, like the disco king meets Yogi Bear. You're the oldest swinger in town. When you're feeling as spooked as a skinhead's boot, rub on Vic where you used to splash brew, and the latest punk fashion is your wedding suit. You're the oldest swinger in town. When you have to go shopping for your sex appeal, Travolta shades and 9-inch heels, they say a man is just as old as the woman he feels. You're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your lips closed tight and never smile. You know it wouldn't look right, 'cause your dentures glow in ultraviolet light. You're the oldest swinger in town. And you look so mean, 'cause your pants is too tight. You're the oldest swinger in town. And it takes you all night to do what you used to do all night. You're the oldest swinger in town. Oh yeah.
That's the Barnes and the oldest swinger in town, going out especially for Alice Ward of Corrientanti. And Alice at the moment is in Monaghan County Hospital, and says get well soon from Alice, Bridie and Celia, and they're your bingo pals, as you know very well, and they're also wishing you a very happy new year. And indeed I do hope you enjoy that little piece of music there. Well indeed, if nothing else, the community radios or pirate stations, whatever you want to call us, we help to introduce brand new artists to you, whether they've been Irish or American. Indeed, a little while back I had the great pleasure of bringing to you a young lady from America by the name of Nancy Griffith. I think I was one of the very first DJs to play, whether it be national radio or pirate radio. I was one of the very first to bring you. I'm not being dickheaded about this, I'm just telling you the facts. That's why community radios were so popular, because we were in their post with a lot of artists, which is more than can be said for our national station. As I said, this is Nancy Griffith, a young lady that took Ireland indeed by storm, and on her concert tours she was playing to packed houses. So that just goes to show you the power that was available from the Irish stations. And I'm going to play a track for you right now from not her current album, which her current album is made up of various tracks from her other albums, plus one or two new ones, which I think isn't really that good. I don't believe in records like that. I prefer to, when I want to buy a record with new tracks on it, with the material you haven't heard before. And that's, I didn't buy that album last time, that's why I didn't buy it. But I'm going to play a track from her last album, Little Love Affairs. Indeed, it's one of my favourite tracks from it. And it's called Love Wore a Halo Back Before the War.
Second-hand a bedroom suite that looks like new, a three-piece suite, a kitchen cabinet, a hall stand or wardrobe, a sideboard or chest of drawers, well, let me tell you, you will find exactly what you are looking for and at a price you can afford at Bernard Bannon's Furniture Warehouse, St. Patrick Street in Ballybay. Thousands of very satisfied customers will testify to that. Bernard Bannon gets almost new second-hand furniture in by container load every week, plus miscellaneous items too numerous to mention. And it is possible that you could pick up that special piece of furniture that you have been searching for so long. Anything Bernard Bannon hasn't got, he will be only too happy to try and get for you. All you have to do is ask him. For second-hand furniture bargains in abundance, make a beeline for Bannon's Furniture Warehouse in Patrick Street in Bally Bay. Telephone 042-411-94. Bannon's Furniture Warehouse in Patrick Street, Bally Bay. One of Ireland's top 10 hotels is the Glencairn Hotel Castleblaney. They cater for weddings and dinner dances and all private functions, large or small. They have top-class entertainment every weekend in Shambles Nightclub, the in-place of the moment. They have jazz in their front lounge every Wednesday night with no cover charge. You can also get two meals for the price of one. For information, telephone 042-466-66. From Northern Ireland, it's Travel 04-466-66.